There is a mitzvah in our Torah of tfilas kelim. Tfilas kelim in contrast to heksher kelim. Heksher kelim is when you have a kli, a non-kosher vessel, a non-kosher pot, pan, so you have to kosher it. So the Torah goes through the way to kasher. If it became treif through fire, you kasher through fire. Through water, you kasher through water, etc. However, there's an independent halacha of tfilas kelim. You buy a new kli from a non-Jew. So this like there's a concept of conversion. When a Jew goes to the mikveh, or a non-Jew goes to the mikveh and goes from non-Jew to Jew, so too, the Yerushalmi writes, there's a concept by kelim that we kind of transfer over your kelim also. They have a conversion. The fact is, I think in Avnei Nezer, or others who discuss that when a guy converts, so it's not the accepted shita that when you convert, all your kelim, so to speak, convert with you, and you don't have to do tfilas kelim. But either way, there's a lach of tfilas kelim. So this year, with the coronavirus, we run into a serious problem because the mikvos are closed, at least for tfilas kelim, most of them. If you have a mikveh to go to and you deem it, or I don't know if you deem it safe, if the infectious disease experts deem it safe, then go ahead and wash it off. But let's assume you won't have access to a mikveh and you can't find a proper body of water that constitutes a mikveh for tfilas kelim. So what are your options? So one option is you go into partnership with a non-Jew, because that's clear. The halacha is, if you own something with a non-Jew, so you are exempt from tfilas kelim. So you have to go, we're practicing social distancing. So if you're going to work and you have a non-Jewish colleague, it's not an issue. Maybe you find the mailman. But if you want to be meshutev with a guy, so how do you do it? So according to Rabbi Yitzhak Abadi, he says, let's say you give him a coin, a quarter, and he gives it back to you, and you say you zocha to a certain amount of ownership on this kli. And therefore, it's considered a kli that's owned by a Jew and a non-Jew, and hence there is no mitzvah of tfilas kelim. So that you have to be able to be in touch with the non-Jew. Others, I think it's one of the kashrus websites, CRC maybe. They say because it might be too difficult to find a non-Jew, so what they recommend is to be mafker, make your kelim, your kli onus, and I usually, like they say, to do it in front of a beis din. So CRC says if you, it doesn't have to be Zoom, but any equivalent of Zoom, that as long as you have a beis din watching it over Zoom, and you mafker it, so that will be a good hefker, and therefore that would exempt you for now. And then, you know, after the situation is resolved, you could reacquire it and be tovel in the mikveh. But let's assume you don't have either. You don't have Zoom, you can't find the guy, there's literally nothing you can do. So clearly, if you have to eat, and it's pikuach nefesh, do we know pikuach nefesh is docha everything? It's not pikuach nefesh, which most times, hopefully it's not. So is there any heter to eat without doing anything? So that's Shlomo Zalman discusses in a different scenario. As we mentioned, I think it's the Ramah, he writes that if you have dual ownership, so then there's no mitzvah tfilas kelim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Pashas, people think it's because in order for you to be chayiv in tfila, it has to be exclusively Jewish. But he says, that's not the pshat, or maybe that's not the only pshat. He says, no, what's pshat in the Ramah, pshat in the poskim is that even though the mitzvah of tfilas kelim is a biblical mitzvah, for metal kelim, for glass, it's only drabanan. So So even though Tfilas Kalim itself is a biblical mitzvah, but the Isser of eating on a keli, which wasn't Toveld, is only an Isser Durabanan, is only a rabbinical prohibition. So he says, so the rabbi is in a situation where it's impossible to Tovel, so the rabbis never instituted the prohibition of eating on Kalim, which weren't immersed. In other words, he discusses that are people use the Rav Shlomo Zalman in a case of electrical appliances. That's the whole discussion. Can you tovel them? If you do, will you break them? Will you get electrocuted? So let's assume you go with the people who say, like, it's not possible, you can't do it, you're going to ruin the kli. So therefore, if you assume it's a kli that's impossible to be tovel, so then he says it's no like, it's like the case of being a shutuf with a guy. It's impossible to tovel because it's not, you don't fully own it, so you can't be tovel it. So therefore you have no chiyuv to be tovel it. So therefore, just like by the electrical appliances, so any time it's impossible to be tovel, so we say the rabbis never instituted a chiyuv d'rabbanan, an issur d'rabbanan of eating without being tovel. So to here, just like if you're in a partnership with a guy, it's impossible to tovel because it's not fully owned by you, or whatever the reason may be. So to here, so to over here, there's no tefilas kelim mikvah, so then b'shas adchak, perhaps one could rely on eating it without being tovel. The case of the electrical, that's where the in the chefza can't be tovel. But the case of the person with a non-Jewish partnership, the kli could be tovel, except that it's in partnership, so you don't have a chiyuv. So too here, even though in theory this kli can be tovel, there's nothing wrong in the chefza, but since it's impossible to get into a mikvah, so therefore, so the different options are, obviously, if you don't need the kli, so you don't have to use it. But assuming you need the kli, so the effort here that you could do it with you could do it with partnership, and that clearly wins, it clearly exempts you. Or like CRC says, you could be mafker in front of a beis din, or perhaps based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you can't do any of the above, so b'shas adchak, one could rely on the fact that since it's impossible to do the tefillah, so anytime it's impossible to do the tefillah's kelim, and if you assume that it's only this is Rabbanan, to use the kli without being immersed, so then one would be permitted to use the kelim this coming Pesach.